This is Magic at BelowTopSecret.com, bringing you a member podcast from the medieval land of America. When I was young, me mates used to make fun of me because of my accent, because I'm American, of course. Really, is it more of an accent or is it more of an accent? I really have been having trouble with that. So, jolly. The Observer said that it was something of a rubbish. That's what I was looking for. That was the word, rubbish. obviously, yeah. I just gotta say something. That people, if anyone out there is like self-conscious about their accents, I just want you to know I absolutely love accents. I just love them. And although I might not be the best at mimicking them, I just absolutely am fascinated by it. What I love about accents is they just kind of give you a feel, you know, for where people are coming from, and, you know, just, I just love it. So anyway, if anyone's feeling self-conscious with your accent, please don't, because I really love the accents. I might have to do a humor one where I try and imitate accents, and hopefully people won't take that the wrong way. I can see it now. It's like, oh, and by the way, shout out to Daedalus 3 out there. I know that's a different thread, but I love that accent. You know, in America, most Americans' concept of what an Indian accent sounds like is, you know, Apu Nahasapima Petalon of The Simpsons, you know, thank you, come again. And, you know, there's a little more to it than that, obviously. So I'll be listening to that. And there's a lot of sounds in the Indian, you know, languages that are just very, there's some subtleties of pronunciation, and I still have to figure out how to do it. So usually when I'm doing an Indian accent, that's usually what I sound like, is Apu, you know. Please do not offer my god a peanut, but I'm working on it. So is Benevolent Heretic right? Am I a nut job? Well, I believe there have actually been several threads on this topic over my term here at AboveTopSecret.com, and I believe the general consensus amongst my fellow members is that yes, I am. I'm a nut job, and you know, I'm a big enough person where I can handle that. All right, I'm a nut job. I'll work with it and try to explore the nut job space, which I guess is what I'm basically doing. Meanwhile, in the greatest of ironies, none other than Benevolent Heretic herself has been accused of being nothing less than odd. Imagine, if you will. I don't know where those rumors came from, Benevolent. I just got to tell you, I think it's an outrage. An outrage, I tell you. Yes. I must write some politician somewhere and express my outrage. And, of course, I got to give a shout-out to my homie, Deuce X, in Canada. Isn't that like the, what state is that again? I forget, the 51st state of the union, something like that. Yeah, you know, up there in the Great White North, eh? I have a special love for our neighbors in Canada, and I've had a chance to travel through Canada before, and I absolutely love the country. Of course, you know, we have to argue because Americans and Canadians are supposed to argue, and I'm not even going to dare to say that you know, the beer sucks, because I've seen what happens. I've seen Canadian Bacon, you know, Michael Moore movie, and you don't want to go to Canada and be saying that the beer sucks. So, and by the way, I am something of a Molson fan, so well, I never really had a chance to try that Elsinore beer, and well, I hear there's mice in that, but one thing I love about the Canadian accent is, you know, it's a boat time. It's a boat, you know, and my challenge whenever I, on a casual basis, am hanging around with someone who's from Canada, the thing I always want them to say is, how now, brown cow? So there's my challenge to Deus Ex is, you know, how do you pronounce how now, brown cow? If I understand the rules of Canadian accent pronunciation properly, and by the way, I realize not everyone in Canada has the same accent. You know, if you're Quebecois, or, you know, if you live in BC or whatever, you're going to talk a little differently. But I think it's like, you know, southern Manitoba, Saskatchewan, somewhere around there, you really get the ho no brown co thing going on. You know, it's a boat there, and we're outside, you know, outside, and it's a boat time, eh? Beauty. But oh, by the way, on the writer's forum, still got the proposal in there. It's sitting in there in the council forum, just so you know. And, you know, indications that it's not are just lies. All lies, I tell you. And yeah, just about that, about all the lies and the cradle robbing and everything else, I just want to say everybody wants to take Lysergic home, because he's wherever he goes, that's where the party goes. In fact, he's right here. Ain't that right, Lysergic? Hey, I'll tell you, he's fun to have around. I just want to agree with what Observer, or should I say Observer, has to say. And of course, if you speak in at least even a phony English accent like mine, it does give you something of an air of, what should I say, distinction. Yes, quite. And I'm with him on this. I prefer to hear people's accents, and all the you knows and ums are just part of the fun. So, hey, if you're really feeling hung up about it, my advice is, nah, don't worry. And with that, I will close an unusually brief magic ramble cast on BelowTopSecret.com in the, of all places, talk feed. Imagine that, talking about talk. This is magic. At BelowTopSecret.com. Signing off for now. Ciao.